Chapter 39. Izzy is up out of bed and in the bathroom in seconds. She arrives just in time to see five possums running to the heating duct. The first one dives straight in, tucking and rolling into darkness. A second small one is at his heels. A larger possum follows with the biggest possum of the group, flailing behind. Last but not least is Izzy's possum. Columbo stands in the center of the room with his slobbery mouth around the red top of the shampoo bottle, which Izzy can see gave the possums time to escape. He drops the cap and lunges at Izzy's possum, but she grabs him by the collar, just in time, and yanks back hard. The possum, who had been Izzy's friend, looks over her shoulder at Izzy and then dives into the heating duct. Izzy shouts, "No! Come back!" Columbo wails his version of no. The only sound Izzy hears from the possum is a scurrying in the walls. She is still in tears, clinging to Columbo, when her parents rush into the room and pronounce the dog a hero. They seem to think that Columbo has protected them from possums who were seeking revenge for the death of their friend. Izzy chooses not to tell them that the possum they buried wasn't a possum at all, but a shampoo bottle. And from now on, Columbo will not sleep in a crate in the kitchen. Instead, the dog will sleep in Izzy's room. He will take up more than half the bed. He will be allowed to have his red ball in the house. He is her protector now, or at least that's what Izzy's parents believe. And from this night onward, Izzy will have a pet. He'll be a real pal. Maybe sometimes he'll even let her put a hat on his head or slip a scarf around his large and hairy neck.